What are we gonna do every day in May? Pray, exercise, and read. Amen. Amen. I'm checking into having a couple of workout classes during the month of May. So I'll let you know via texting what's going on. And I'm also working on having a time of prayer around the noon hour if you want to pray together via Zoom. So those are just things in the making just for this month so that we could discipline ourselves and hone in on our practices. Amen? And we got our Iron Man Jay. Who knew? I mean, I knew, but I really didn't know. Amen. I want my medals back. So we've been talking about purpose and God's plan for our lives and what stands in the way of that and how we find it in every angle you can think of as far as our purpose. We have talked about it, but today we're going to look at something that without this, none of it matters, because you could have the best laid plan, but without this, it's not going to happen, okay? It's sort of like it never happens. It's a pipe dream. Because this is the most important ingredient in our life to make anything happen. And what I'm talking about is faith. Okay? Faith, the substance of things not seen, unseen. Amen. And we make it happen by believing it will happen. Now, God has got a purpose and a plan in your life, but now you got to believe it. I can't believe it for you. You got to believe it for you. Amen. I can encourage you on your journey, but my faith cannot move you in your life. It's your faith that will move mountains. And I'm all about mountain moving faith, because we need mountain moving faith to do the things that we need to do, and especially in today's world, because there are mountains everywhere we look. And James 2:14 says this, though, about faith. Faith without works is dead. We've got to put feet to what we believe. Amen? We got to put our back into it. We got to put work into it. We got to be willing to pay the price for it. We can't just sit back and say, well, if God wills it, then it'll be. God wills it, so start moving. All right? No, it doesn't. We've always been a ministry of working and working hard and not just praying for people who are hungry, but feeding people who are hungry. Not just saying, God, provide some clothes, but providing clothes, amen? Not just talking about it or saying, God wants you to have food, and I'm going to pray he brings you food, without giving them food. There's a little bit of us that has to happen in there, amen? And the same in our own lives, what God is trying to do in our lives, whatever is in your heart and whatever you're discovering God is speaking to you that is not manifested yet, the substance of things not seen but hoped for, amen? Our hopes become reality when we put our faith in it. That's how this thing works. That's how it works. That's how the whole world works. what we can believe God for. Every church plant we ever did happened by faith. It didn't exist. There was nothing. There was no money. There was just a dream and a vision. And it took faith, mountain moving faith, to make something happen. Now, when it does happen, when you make something happen, now you gotta be in for the duration, because it isn't gonna roll out like butter. Everything's not gonna work out. As a matter of fact, every demon in hell might raise its ugly head up against what you're doing. But you got to have the tenacity, right? You have the faith to start it. Now have the faith to finish it. No matter what is thrown your way. A lot of us are good starters, but we're not good finishers. Because that takes a little bit something else. You see, there's excitement in starting something. Okay, there's a ooh factor to something new. It's like a new relationship, all right? Ooh, something stirs up inside you, and you're all excited about it. But eventually that ooh turns to work. Because that's just the way it is. Everything comes to that place where maybe the emotion dies down and the reality sets in. That's why we can't listen to our feelings, because our feelings want easy. Our feelings want to do what feels right. But just because something feels right doesn't mean it is right. A matter of fact, if you can't line it up with the word, then I'm pretty sure that that's not God. Amen. And I always say this, God is not bipolar. He doesn't say do it and then turn around and say quit. This, I have this for you. Oh, nah, I was just kidding. If God has something for you, then it is for you. And just because your feelings may change a little bit about this, like, oh, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. Oh, how did I get in this situation? You know, maybe I got to reconsider this. And while you ran around town saying, God did this, God said this, now you got to run back and say, God changed his mind. He changed his mind. Only one changing our minds is us. I can't tell you how many times I want to run from my marriage, run from my family, run from my church, run from the plans of God, run from having to do what I need to do, run from the call on my life, run from the purpose on my life, because it doesn't always feel good. But you see, this is where we know mature Christians from immature Christians. Because mature Christians already know, I will count it all joy when trials and tribulations come my way. Why am I going to count it all joy? Have I lost my mind? Why am I going to be excited about all this terrible stuff going on? I'm going to be excited because God's going to work in me. He's going to do something in me. He's going to change my heart if I let him. He's going to keep me on the straight and narrow, because I know how wide I can walk. I can walk really wide. I can walk where I look like I am drunk. Whoa. I'm going to, oh. No. That's why we need truth. The word of God is truth, not the word of Monica is truth. The word of Monica is trouble, okay? Trouble. I got to know what truth is so that when my feelings go wacko on me, I can still walk this. Why? Walk it by faith, the substance of things not seen. Maybe my children are all going crazy and I don't know what to do, but I'm not going to claim it. I'm not going to look at that. I'm going to say what I want it to be. I want my children to be whole. I want my children to love you, Lord. I see my children prospering with you. I see perfect health in their lives. I'm going to speak it. And not crumble. It's so easy for us, right? When life throws that curveball, that we just kind of forget about all our faith. You see, faith isn't just for the good times. Because we can all do this in the good times. When everything's going right. There's not much of a challenge there. Thank you, Jesus, right? Oh, yeah, this is good. Life is good. I'm good. Everybody's good. You just got the little hearts coming out of you. Good, 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 good. But then the following week, the rug gets pulled from under your feet. And now, what am I going to do? Right? All that faith I had last week, all those praises I had last week, okay? Where'd they go? Up in smoke, that's where they went. Because we are human beings with human feelings, and we're so used to listening to it that we abandon our faith, maybe just for a moment. But my prayer is this, that we would have mountain-moving faith, and even though we may abandon it for a second, where we may have doubted God and what he's doing in our lives, and why are you doing this, and what is what, and who is who, and why is this going on? And here's the big one. Why me? Every time I say that, I hear, why not me? Who you want these things to happen to? Why me? Well, then who? It's opportunity. Opportunity to grow in our faith. Opportunity to claw our way back. Amen. Opportunity to do what is right to do. Faith is the most important ingredient in the purposes for our life. Mountain moving faith. When we go to the hospital and we pray for people who are ill, like Leon was in a coma and they didn't know why he was in a coma. And I always pray, God, put in us mountain moving faith to believe that he's going to wake up. And you gotta fight because every thought in your head is telling you opposite. Your head is believing the report of the doctors, which could be contrary to our beliefs, that God is the great physician, that God has the last word, that God reigns supreme. And so we're going to pray. As long as there is breath in their body, and it may not even be their breath, it may be life support breath, but there's still breath going on. As long as that heart is still pumping, as long as there's some kind of life still in there, I'm going to believe. It's like the little baby that had heart surgery and it failed and the doctor said it failed, but he put her on a bypass machine. And because he put her on that bypass machine, there was opportunity. He said there was none. The baby's gone. But we knew, okay, thank you, doctor, but I'm going to the great physician. And the little baby's gangbanger father was like gonna bring in 50 guys from Chicago. And I'm like, for what? You're gonna beat the doctor up? You're gonna make him fix this baby? He can't fix this baby. He tried. Amen? But you need to get on your knees. Forget about that phone call to Chicago. How about getting on that main line to Jesus Christ and believing for your daughter, believing that she will live, believing that God can fix it because he can. Faith to believe. When they turned off those machines the day they were going to turn it off, the doctor said, nothing's going to happen. Please, I need you to understand this. Nothing's going to happen. The baby died. I'm just keeping it alive. And we're all just like, yeah, okay, sure. Okay, gotcha, doctor. When he shut the last machine off, there was complete silence. And we're all holding our breath. Just holding our breath for this baby. They didn't even close her up. She was wrapped in cellophane because there was no point to close it. But I'm telling you that within a few seconds, all you could hear was, the baby's heart began to beat. And that doctor said, I didn't do this. And the mother said, I know. I know you didn't do this, but I know who did. And I serve a great God. And it was when my faith aligned with him, when I came to believe that there was nothing I could do. Money couldn't fix it. Power couldn't fix it. Gains couldn't fix it. The only one that could fix it was you, God. And I got down on my knees and I asked for prayer. And God answered. That's what we need. We need mountain-moving faith. You see, knowledge is the car. Okay, so say your destiny is the car. But that destiny can't go anywhere without gas. That car is not moving unless you got gas in it. And that gas is the faith. So you take that car, your destiny, and put in gasoline, your faith, and now you have a winning ticket. Faith. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. It's a lifestyle. It's something we do 24/7. Faith doesn't just manifest when you come to church. Faith walks out there with you when you're out on the street and when you're at your work and when you're with your family. Faith is out there with you. It goes with you. It lives inside you. It's called the Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit is always trying to convince you to believe. It speaks of Jesus, and our part in it is to believe. Amen. Faith is a creative power. Hebrews 11, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Faith. I don't see it. I don't see what God is placing in my heart. But that's where vision comes in, amen? You don't see it with your naked eye, but you can see it in your spirit. This church, I could see in the spirit. I couldn't see it with my own eye, but in the spirit, I could see it. Because it just took a lot of faith to believe that we could buy this building, that we could renovate this building, and that this church would become a thriving church that went on to plant 7 other churches in 5 major cities by faith. Couldn't see it. The first thing we do is get the t-shirt. The Inner City Church of Miami, where is that? I don't know. It's by faith. It don't exist yet. Amen? But you wear the t-shirt so you could start talking about it, because it's what we speak out that comes to life. It's what we speak out that creates our environment. It's when we bring our thoughts into submission of the knowledge of Jesus Christ that we can create our environment around us. And that's why we got to bring it into submission. That's why we got to know the word. We got to look at the word. We can't go by what we feel or what we imagine or what I think. Or if it doesn't line up, it doesn't line up. It won't line up no matter how bad you want it. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith is an act of worship. That's why I love worship. It's what opens our hearts when we come in here and we lift up our hands and we just worship God and we fall in love with him all over again. We let him touch our heart. We let him touch maybe where we have gone cold, where the weeks out there have beaten us down, because the world will beat you down. And sometimes you may feel like you crawled in these doors. But then when you got in your seat and the music began to play and the songs began to sing of Jesus and of the power in the blood and all the things that God can do and how marvelous he is and how excellent he is and how he loves us. Amen. And then all of a sudden, all the things, all those mountains, all that baggage you dragged in this church with you that nobody can really see unless they see in the spirit realm. Sometimes I can see all your baggage you dragging in here every week. You're dragging it in. But my prayer is this, that when God moves, that you're part of that move. And when you leave out of this place, you're not taking that luggage with you, because you left it at the altar. And your heart is renewed again. Your heart is lit up. It's on fire. It's on fire. Jesus. Jesus. I know we face lots of problems. But I also know that God is the problem solver. It doesn't matter how small your faith is. You see, the disciples said, oh, no, we can't do that. Jesus' disciples. Oh, no. We can't do that. But this is what Matthew 27:20 says. Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. A mustard seed. So these disciples were thinking they didn't have enough. Just like we think, we didn't have enough. I can never be like the men and women in the Bible. Well, do you know every prophet in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit didn't live in them? And the Holy Spirit lives in you 24/7? And you're trying to tell me what? The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament would come on them, but also leave. But he never leaves us. He's always there. We're saved by faith. We live by faith. We fight by faith. We keep the faith. Second Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. We walk by faith. We please God with faith. It says without faith it is impossible to please him. Because faith is that glue that puts it all together. It makes it all happen. But without faith it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is no rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith. We receive good testimony by faith. We take up the shield of faith. And Matthew 11:12 says this. We take the kingdom of God by faith. And as in the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violent, and the violent take it by force. What is that saying? It's saying the kingdom of God is coming. I don't care what you see. I don't care if the whole world shut down like during COVID. I don't care if it seemed like the whole world's up for grabs. I don't care what you're seeing with your eyes. Though the kingdom of God suffered violence, and we see so much out there. It is so crazy. We see so much injustice. We see all these things with our eyes. But I'm telling you that he's saying that no matter how much violence the kingdom of God suffered, the violent take it by force. In other words, our faith to believe, our faith to hold on, our faith not to let go, our faith to fight, our faith to put up the shield of faith, to stop the fiery darts that are coming at you. Don't leave yourself exposed so that the enemy can whip the snot out of you. Because he will. But put that shield of faith to stop those darts. If you ever fought in your life, and I know you have. I know y'all have fought. For stuff. I'm telling you to fight now, but not the battles that we're familiar with. Not the battles against flesh and blood. You see, because flesh and blood is not our enemy, but to fight the battle down on our knees, amen? Tying up the strong men, going into the enemy's camp and taking back what he stole. And maybe he stole your relationship, and maybe he stole your children, and maybe he stole your job, and maybe he stole everything that was dear to you, and maybe you lost your housing, and maybe everything's coming apart, but I'm telling you to put up the shield of faith and fight like you've never fought in your life, because this is a spiritual battle, and we keep looking for flesh to fight. We want to hurt somebody because we're hurting. But you're going to get sucker punched because that's not even the enemy. The enemy is in high places. And we get so hung up on people. If you want to see change, get down on your knees. Bind up that strong man. Abort whatever Satan's plans are for your life. Don't go along with them. Don't think, oh, well, this is life. Yes, life has its up and down, but that doesn't mean I got to roll over. That means that I got to pull up some faith. Not lay down and die. Not get in my bed and not want to get out. To face a new day, because I don't see any reason to face a new day. That's where faith has to activate. All right, like, what is that thing? Holy Spirit, activate. That's what we need. We need the Holy Spirit to activate us. When we are at our most hurting, when we are so delusioned, when we have lost our purpose or what direction am I going in, or where am I going, or why am I going, you're playing right into the enemy's hands. He loves that kind of language. Confusion, chaos, doubt, fear. Oh, those are all his playing cards. Yeah, I'll give you I'll give you my fear and my violence for that card right there. Give me your faith. Don't give it to him. Stand on your faith. Hold on to it with everything that you got, because that's all we got. You give up your faith, you've given up. Our hope is that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back for us, his bride. And while we're here, we're going to bring as many people with us as we can. And that doesn't mean the people that we think, or the people we like, or the people we get along with, they can come. No, that means probably your enemies, people you don't get along with, people that rub you the wrong way. Sandpaper sisters or brothers just rub you the wrong way. All opportunities for us to grow. I thank everybody who's ever came against me, who fought me, because they raised me up to a higher place. With each and every attack, I just gotta elevate a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. Because I refuse to hate those that hate me. I choose to love all people, because I love God. And that doesn't mean, oh yeah, it's all good. It's like, you know, the hippies in the 70s. It means there's gonna be trials and tribulations. It's gonna be things that come up. But that's where we're gonna push into mountain moving faith. Hey family, thanks for watching the service, and we hope to see you next week. And I also pray that God blesses you with every good thing He has. See you next time.